Okay, we have our guests in the studio. Our station manager, Eric Bolin, is here once again.
Good morning.
And also Professor Ken Suslick of the University of Illinois. And we'll talk about Ken in a moment.
But, good morning.
good morning. We're very grateful. Why don't you start, Eric?
So as probably everyone knows, WEFT has recently had some issues out at the antenna. There was a problem with the feed line. We brought in some experts from Chicago, broadcast field engineers, and diagnosed that that feed line was bad. Mm-hmm. We had to replace it. On March 26th, they came with a climbing crew. They replaced that line, and fingers crossed, we are back to 100% power. Loud and proud, once again, on 90.1 FM. So that was only the first part of the healing process of the antenna. Then came paying for it. Mm-hmm. That was a challenge. The amount of money that we were looking for was probably more than we've done in quite some time. We started a fundraising campaign, Tower Power 2025. And thanks to a lot of really generous WEFT listeners, the numbers started to climb and climb, but then we sort of hit a plateau. Mm-hmm. And that is when our special guest came into play. Yeah. Offering a very generous $10,000 match if we could generate $10,000 in donations on our own. Mm-hmm. And Mark, you've got some numbers.
I do. And just to get a little more detail on what Eric was talking about, this cable that runs from the transmitter all the way up to nearly 300 feet in the air. Okay, this is a very large coax cable, and it cost $21 per foot. We had to buy 350 feet of that. So, you know, now I think Eric told us there wouldn't be math involved here, but apparently there is. So that's over $7,000 just for that cable. And then there's brackets and flanges and hangers and all the stuff that you have to hold that cable, you know, and secure it to the tower up and down that 300 feet. So, you know, all that equipment came to over almost $12,000 just for that. Now, we haven't gotten a bill from the climbing tower just yet, but the climbing crew, those people have to be certified to be able to go up, you know, that high and do everything they do and do it safely. You wouldn't catch me up there. But we haven't gotten that bill yet, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be expensive. I don't know what we're looking at there. We had to pay an engineer, a broadcast engineer that was very difficult to find, but thankfully we found one. And, you know, that's several thousand dollars. So, you know, dollar bills are just flashing here in front of our eyes. But to this point, we have brought in, and this has just been updated moments ago with donations that have come in online and checks that have been sent to the station. We have raised $16,650 to this point.
Wow, fantastic.
And so we have met and we have exceeded that $10,000 match. The $10,000 match is not included in this total. So if we add that, it'll be $26,000. Now, that should cover our repair costs, right? Is that close to covering
it
that?
It is close.
We think. Like I said, we haven't gotten all the bills just yet. But we anticipate this between maybe $25,000 and $30,000. So we're right there.
Correct.
The bad news is that these were kind of unanticipated expenses, and we still have our regular expenses that we usually run a fund drive for in the spring to cover. So we're still behind the eight ball a little bit there.
Yeah. So, good news, bad news situation. Good news is, through the generosity of WEF fans, listeners, WEFDs, the community as a whole, we are right there in covering the cost of that initial repair. Now, like you said, we haven't gotten the bill yet for the tower climbing crew, which I anticipate to be probably $6,000 or $7,000. They had to come twice. After we got the line installed, there was a problem with our nitrogen feed. Nitrogen goes up that line to make sure that the line is pressurized, the water doesn't get in. Again, that was another $3,000 for visits, for supplies, to refill the gas tank.
I'm sure that listeners will appreciate the fact that you took that old feed line down to recycling.
Yes. We did.
Yeah,
yes.
So that has been recycled, that heavy, you know, full of copper and heaven knows what else. So that was really important.
Yeah, a lot of copper in that line, and it got cut up into like 3-foot sections. Eric took that to a recycler, and I think we got $669.
Yes.
In recycling for that. So
awesome.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Too. Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk to Professor Suslick a little bit here. So, you have been the impetus behind us reaching this goal. I hope you will take credit for all of that. But I want to know, you know, your perspective on, you know, your history with WEFT and why you made this very generous donation.
Well, I've been listening to WEFT, I think, really since the beginning. I showed up here as a very naive, very green assistant professor in 1978, straight out of graduate school, and from the Bay Area. So my listening tastes were rather different than most of the other music available in Champaign-Urbana when I showed up. I enjoy the range of music that WEFT provides and the curation of dedicated fans of that music who are from the community and bring the music back to the community. Mostly, though, I want to thank all of the other WEFT listeners who have made donations for this. This was a make-or-break moment, I think, for WEFT. And I'm delighted to have been able to provide a little incentive to people to donate on this important need. I myself have not always been a very regular donor. I've always felt a little guilty about that, so I'm glad to have been able to alleviate my guilt on this occasion.
You've made up for it. Yeah.
Yes, we wish everyone would feel that way.
Guilt, the gift that keeps on giving, yes.
Well, it's great having a chance to meet you and to hear your perspective and to know that there are people out there listening who may not have contacted us before or may not be regular donors, but now is an opportunity for folks to really step up and you know, keep this station going. It's a jewel. It really is.
I agree.
And you know, when we first announced this, we didn't give credit to Rich Warren for contacting you, Ken. And so Rich dissed us a little bit for not mentioning his name. So here it is, Rich. You know, thank you for contacting Ken and making all this possible.
Yeah, much and if you have any other friends, Rich, we'd like to know about them. All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. And those of you who are listening, if you have connections to people in the community who would like to learn more about WEFT, put them in touch with us. Have them call the station, 359-9338. Talk to our illustrious station manager, Eric, and he will use those connections. And, you know, we're going to be speaking to organizations around town and just bringing a little bit of knowledge about what community radio is and how important it is to our community.
And I'll add, when you make your donation, whether it's online or you send a check, you know, through the mail, you know, put a note in there about whatever you would like to say, what your, I don't know, what your favorite genre is, your favorite show on WEFT, what you like about it. I don't care what you don't like about it. We share those comments with everybody. If it comes in online, we email the comments out periodically. And if you write a note, we stick it up here on the board so that everybody can see it. And it's really good to get that feedback from people.
Yeah, it is. So unless somebody else has something to comment on here, I think maybe we'll just go ahead and get back to the music. Thank you so much, Professor Suslick, for coming in. Thank you so much for your donation. Thanks, Eric, for coming in as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.